Hello.
Dad.
Is that you then?
Aye, can you hear me? Okay, I don't know. I think my phone's broke. It's coming up withheld. Listen, there's a guy at the door. I don't know what to do. He said he was coming out to fix the gutter, but he's actually looking for money.
Oh, no. Is he for the council?
Aye, the housing. What do I do?
And he wants money?
He's asking. He said £800 for that gutter.
No.
I told him I'd pay my factor.
You don't pay anybody £800.
Going to speak to him.
What did you want me to answer the door for?
I know, I'm sorry, I didn't realise. Here he is.
Who's that? Is this the husband?
Who's this?
Hello, who's that? This is Mr. Avery here from Housing Association. Who's that?
This is Jennifer Sfeather.
Right, what are you doing? What can I do for you, Jennifer Sfeather?
Why are you at my daughter's door?
I'm at your daughter's door to get the money to reclaim a debt, sir, which has actually nothing to do with you, considering your daughter's over the age of 16. So I don't know why you're butting in, sir, but thank you for your concern.
I'm butting in anyway because my daughter doesn't owe you £800. I think you're at the wrong address.
Listen, mate, I know that this is the one because it's been leaking upstairs. It's been dripping down from the gutter and it's going to cost £800 to fix it.
No.
Yes.
I'm not paying you £800. No. You're for the housing?
Yes. Check.
Nah, I doubt that very much, my friend.
Well, I don't think you're in a place to judge, sir, to be honest with you, right? Because
I'll tell you what's going to happen to now. I'm going to phone the police.
You're not going to phone anyone.
My daughter's in the house herself.
Listen, you're embarrassing yourself.
Grandson.
You're embarrassing.
I'm phoning the police just now. You're at the door yourself with nobody with you. Any identification?
Of course I've got identification. I've just showed it to the lassie. Not that it's got anything to do with you, Dafty, right? So you're better just keeping out of it.
I'm going to phone the police.
And I'm going to put the lassie back on. You can talk to her, all right?
Right.
I'll just need to pay him something. I don't know what I'll do. I'll need to hear my bank details or something.
Do not hand over your bank details to this one guy. Is there anybody else with him?
There's a guy in a van.
This is Ryan. You don't owe them £800.
I think he is definitely for the housing. They've got the badge and all that, the sign on their van.
Do not give him anything.
Right, I don't know. I don't understand what you think I'm doing here, sir. I'm just trying to do my job, right? And people like you make it much more difficult for me. And you're actually costing the public money by your intervention.
Intervention? You're a strange guy at my daughter's door. With my grandson in the house. What do you mean my intervention?
Just stop using that as an excuse, right? You know, the problem here is the gutter's been fixed. Somebody's got to pay for it. Housing Association is not going to pick up the tab for your daughter's failings.
My daughter's failings? She's only been in the house a couple of months.
Well, she should look after the house.
My daughter's not giving you £800, mate. We find out who you are.
The people upstairs have been complaining about the noise.
Excuse me, what noise?
Some Wayne greeting all the time.
Some Wayne greeting? Oh,
moaning and... This is
you're
a nice.
You're not from the housing, pal.
This
you're
is
not from the housing.
Listen, I am from the housing. My name's Stephen Avery, sir. My badge number's 54382. You check that
down. That. You worry about that.
You write that down, all right? And can I have your name, sir?
No, you can't.
No, exactly, because you're a fraudster. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you suddenly came on the phone, but you are at it, mate.
Right, my daughter's not giving you £800.
Well, she's filled in a direct debit standing order, sir, so from now on, this has got nothing to do with you, and as far as I'm concerned...
I'll just be telling her to put a stop on it for the bank.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Money.
I don't think that's going to happen, Dafty. All right, I'm going to put your daughter back on right now.
Dad, there's no point in arguing, because you know what they're like. They're just going to keep coming back. I may as well just give them the money.
Kidding me on.
He's
not right to be in your house.
Well, invite him in and...
No, you do
I'll
not
just
invite him in
at all. Will I make him a cup of tea?
You kidding me on? Ah, oh, it's a f***ing noise up.
It's a make your dad mad and you just went off and what?
Sorry.
Oh, well done, Davey. Thanks for being a great sport, pal.
Nice one, mate. Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Speak to you both later. Bye, guys.
Bye.